To celebrate LGBTQ Pride Month, a small theater in Wilmington hosted a Pride show last week featuring local LGBT musicians and an area drag queen. Theater N's creative director Daniel Lord organized the event. He says when he came on board at Theater N, his goal was to host, as he puts it, queer space events.
I don't want to brand Theater N necessarily as a queer space because I want it to be more inclusive than that, but I do want it to be a community space where anyone who might be struggling to find a place to be themselves and to show their art can kind of come to and experience a welcoming environment.
Danielle Shug Johnson sings in the band Hoochie Coochie, which played at Theater N's Pride show. She moved here from Dover several months ago and feels positive about Wilmington's LGBT social scene.
It's definitely for sure a lot friendlier than coming from where we, you know, Southern Delaware and stuff like that. There actually is a gay club, the Crimson Moon.
She says the city's Pride flag raising event on Rodney Square last week made an impact.
You see the little rainbow Delaware stickers in the windows of the stores and stuff like that. It does. It means a lot. It makes you feel like, you know, I'm safe here.
But Wilmington native Michelle Washington is less satisfied.
I want it to be more social spaces for queers because when me and my girlfriend go to hang out, it's like when you show affection, people look at you like you're crazy.
Washington says the fact that her girlfriend has not yet turned 21 makes finding social spaces even harder. Middle schooler Emma Pegram and her mom Megan Pegram agree there are not enough social spaces for younger LGBTQ people in Newcastle County.
It's very difficult to just kind of like go out, and you almost feel awkward just kind of like being out there, and just it feels strange just to do that in a place where it's generally like it's accepted, like, okay, you should like boys, but something, dances are a very good idea. I do actually like that.
Gaming stuff.
Yeah.
Or like Dungeons and Dragons. Like
just other groups like that. Things.
And Chris Johnson of Pike Creek says she remembers a time when there was a more robust LGBT social scene in Wilmington.
Not anymore. There used to be bars that we could go to, and they've all closed, and it's sad.
Johnson says LGBT-centric social spaces are important. She paints them as havens that impact the overall well-being of the LGBT community.
I think it gives us a sense of belonging that we don't have elsewhere, and a sense of safety. I mean, I've gone through years of seeing friends get abused and harassed, and I've experienced it myself, and now it's not as common, thank God. But I still am cautious, and I think it's a family. It's an extended family.
The city of Wilmington has officially recognized June as Pride Month in the city and is promoting the monthly meeting of the LGBT happy hour group Our Night Out on Thursday at Kitchelines. In Wilmington, Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.